When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Well, I wasn't sure whether I was going to do a match day special or not, or some content on the day. I've been bullying into it by the man standing next to me, Christy, who said to me, it's a momentous occasion, and it does have the ability to be that, doesn't it?
Yeah, it is. Genuinely, this could be... I mean, it's only ever going to be the second biggest game in the history of our club.
Hereford, if you don't know.
Hereford is obviously, will only ever be. We wouldn't have a cup. Third, okay, I'd argue second, but people around me would say third.
FA Cup final? Maybe. Anyway.
We got relegated that year, I suppose.
Yeah, but first major trophy opportunity. Yes. But as you say, it could be momentous, or it could not. Well, it could be momentous in one of two ways, couldn't it? Momentous in the fact that we could confirm our highest ever place, a new highest ever place after last year, and our first ever campaign in Europe.
Yeah.
All we have to do is beat Southampton at home,
who are already relegated. Yeah. So.
Or it could be momentous in the way that we take on that team, already relegated Southampton, and fuck it up.
Yeah,
and end up screwing it up, and then fuck it up at Villa as well.
But if we do that, we'll win at City, so it'll be fine. We'll win against City.
I do not share your confidence in that.
It'll be entirely Albion if we do lose today, we beat City on Wednesday. And I say that because Pep owes us a favour for taking Arsenal out of the title race last weekend. And it would be so Albion if we bottled it against a relegated team already relegated, but turn up against the champions.
Yeah, fair point.
But the underlying feeling today is we just got to be as noisy, there's got to be as much noise as possible. The Amex needs to bounce today, almost literally. Yeah. I'm not going to say literally because obviously I'm not a teenager, but almost literally it needs to move. It's about a stadium move.
Otherwise, the world is literally coming to an end.
Literally coming to an end. So,
I heard the other day someone said we literally threw the kitchen sink at them in terms of a team attacking. I thought, well, I'm pretty sure you didn't do that.
No.
How you would have got a kitchen sink to a stadium in the first place would have been questionable.
I mean, you couldn't get out those West Stand steps, for example. Yeah. I mean, 273 steps or whatever it is, you can't tell me.
Can you imagine how deadly a kitchen sink plunging down for the West Upper?
It could kill a family of four.
And with a bit of bounce onto the level below,
it could kill
another family.
Yeah, a bit of maiming as well, I think.
Maiming as well, yeah.
I do think today is potentially right up there. Future generations will talk about this day.
Yeah.
As Whitney sang, and I said earlier, our greatest day is yet unknown.
That's a good quote.
I heard that in the car on Radio 2 on Steve Wright's Love Songs on the way back from the tip this morning, and I thought that is...
Well, appropriate, that.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to have that. Whitney, thank you.
Absolutely.
Or your songwriter, thank you. Tell us if you wrote a song. That's fine. I mean, she's good at singing, but not a lot else.
We're talking about the gravitas of an occasion. Chris, just quickly remind us, how long have you been a fan? When were you first an Albion fan? Because you're only about, 21 at the moment, aren't you?
Yeah. So back in my, he must have been. I must have been an embryo, really. My friend's dad took me to the Goldstone North Stand. That was kind of my first football experience.
How old were you?
So that was in the last couple of years of middle school. So 10 or 11, that sort of age. So I thank him for where I am today. And indeed, we got in touch on Facebook recently and said, oh yeah, you took me to the Goldstone. So it's his fault that I'm an Albion fan.
Yeah.
Effectively, I could be supporting a successful London club.
or Chelsea.
Or Chelsea. I could be a Spurs fan.
Yeah. Or an unsuccessful, really unsuccessful London club like Palace.
Yeah, no. I think there would be something innate inside me that would say, no, don't go there.
Just basic generic levels of good taste would preclude
exactly.
It.
Exactly. Yeah. I'd like to think I'm I mean, John will probably disagree, but I'd like to think of myself as a classy individual.
Well, let's go over to your good mate, John. Is Chris a classy individual?
Opinion is divided on that matter.
On that, what can I say to that? I think I'm probably on one side of that divide, and he won't like the answer.
He's a very classy gentleman.
Yes. Oh, there we are. Then. John, I mean, you've been
seen me at my best and my worst.
This is true. Yeah.
You've been going since Goldstone days as well. What, early 80s?
No, probably mid 80s. Mid to late 80s.
Mid 80s. Yeah, a mere spring chicken of a lad.
Yeah, East End Terrace.
Oh. Right of passage.
I think it was £2, a junior seagull, something like that. Yeah. Through the clicky turn. Yeah. Something like that.
So
yeah.
Chicken runs, chicken balti pies at the Amex, eh?
Yeah, world away now, isn't it? It's frightening. Yeah.
And this could be a momentous occasion. If we beat Southampton, we're guaranteed Europe, and we are, barring a ridiculous goal difference, guaranteed Europa League as well. One way or the other, a fantastic and first ever achievement for the Albion. Are you nervous, excited? Are you just doing the gallows thing? You are, aren't you? We're going to fuck it up.
I'm potentially terrified. It's got banana skin written all over it in large neon letters, hasn't it?
Chris has said he's nervous.
Yeah, it'll go one or two ways, obviously. But yeah, we'll either do fantastic or it'll be an embarrassment. So, I really can't call it. Yeah.
What a joyful occasion this is, eh?
I'm calling it now. We'll score in the first 5 minutes and be 3-0 up inside 20 minutes.
Okay, I'm going with exactly the same prediction.
Yeah.
And
we'll batter
a 7-0 finishing scoreline.
I don't know if I go that.
That's where we disagree, but 7.
We'll ease off after 4.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I'd like to see us be out of sight by half time, so that we can concentrate on drinking at half time.
Well, if you drink enough, then everyone will be out of sight by half time.
Yeah. To be fair, yeah. I want to almost nosedive off the West Upper like I did against the Man United game. Slightly scary though. I nearly nosedived into John and took him with me.
Given that you're about 4 rows behind us in the West Upper, that's quite disturbing.
Yeah, no, I have to avoid the weird bloke that John sits next to.
Yes. That's what the bloke next to John says about him as well.
Yeah.
But John, I mean, this is what occasion this could be. Getting into Europe. I mean, you're a man that likes a beer in Europe, aren't you? Particularly in Germany. So if we get there, we don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves, but if we do get there, what, have you got anywhere in mind in particular? You like a bit of Belgium and Germany, don't you, to put it bluntly?
I think Belgian beers in the Czech Republic or Czechia.
It's got to be Bruges, isn't it? The home of beer.
Oh, that would be good. Yeah, anywhere in Germany, Czech Republic, Belgium. Yeah, it would be good. You know we'll end up with TNS or somewhere like that, though.
TNS Baller Town.
Yeah. Yeah. And, Airbus UK or something like that. Yeah.
I think the advantage of getting out of sight quite early is the fact that we can start to have a look at those kids that we've got on the bench, like so Pippin and Yari.
Yeah, yeah.
Those guys.
We need to have
a look at those guys because they are potentially. They'll be playing in the cups next year. They'll be playing in potentially the early stage of UEFA Europa Cup next season. So those are the guys that we need to get eyes on them, get minutes in them. Start. I mean, we are more than likely going to lose both our pivot players.
We have to assume so, don't we?
I think so.
And the rest
I think the club is assuming so. You can tell the recruitment started early.
Yeah.
Genuinely like to think we could keep at least Casado if we get Europa, because he's 21, so he could easily do another couple of years with us, then get his big move.
And we do like to try and sell the dream a little bit in the shorter term,
exactly, anyway. Exactly. And I'd like to think somewhere there's another dunk, there's another march coming through that's going to, again, I've spoken before
steal
about
steal a march.
I've spoken before. Jesus Christ, you're full of this.
I'll walk away now.
Honestly, yeah. Just leave your phone there. I just think the magic of kids being able to watch players that went to their same school. You know, I can't put a value on that to me. There's kids in the terraces that can are going to Barnsley school now that are living in Eastport, and their teachers will talk to them about Steele and Duncan March when they were there. Yeah. So I think, yeah, that's
we can always import Paraguayan school kids, can't we? And they can say they went to school with Julio and Ciso.
Yeah, there's an article recently about. Almiron and
in Seaside. Yeah.
So
because they had a spat on the pitch.
Yeah,
at Newcastle.
Weird. Hugs and kisses afterwards, but yeah,
because it's his idol.
It's heat at the moment. Yeah, and totally. But it's like in Seaside, he doesn't talk a lot about his childhood, but he just says it was tough. I think that he was mostly raised by his grandparents. His parents were having to work all the time. I think he bought his parents a house in December 2021. So before he signed for Brighton, he bought his parents a house. And yeah, you think these kids have grown up in poverty, and they're now playing in Europe. Yeah, potentially in European football next year. It's
quite tremendous.
It is. It's great. From the streets of Paraguay.
Yeah.
To the lush, verdant greenness of Sussex.
Yeah. And he's got that bite about him, hasn't he? He's got that old school straight South American thing that we've seen with certain players before. Neymar's a different generation. He's brought up on futsal and regulation and refereeing.
Middle class upbringing for Neymar.
Yeah.
So.
And it's regulations. Whereas street football, where you just kick your way.
Yeah, and that's one of it's not in the Bournemouth game, obviously in CSO scored, which was fantastic, but I think that's only the second best thing that he did that evening. The first best was face off against the defender who had 50-50 with and was about a foot and a half taller than him and basically say, I'm not going to back down, despite the fact that you're about 10 years older and 2 foot taller than me. I'm not going to back down. That's it. So that is ultimate respect to Nsisa.
Absolutely. Can I just mention at this point as well, tonight, after all these shenanigans, going to go for a few drinks, hopefully celebratory ones, and I'm going to go to the Eagle and the Seagull, which is on the Brighton Film Fringe Festival, which apparently is about a Brighton fan, a Palace fan, watching a Spanish game, an England game in Spain, I think, and then some scenarios occur, and the story goes on from there. Apparently it's very good. I just want to recommend it in advance, even though A, I've not seen it yet, and B,
it might be rubbish.
This is the last night of it.
Always.
So by the time you're hearing this, even if it was fucking amazing,
you won't
get it. It's too late. It was on in Penge, in Palace territory, originally, apparently. You know, Penge is a place that sounds like some sort of mild condition for people who get to a certain age, doesn't it?
It sounds like a euphemism for a lady garden.
I've got a touch of Penge today, I'm afraid.
Yeah.
Yes,
I might get a bit of cream for that. Et cetera.
Anyway, we should mention as well, we haven't done it yet. We've been standing here chatting for a while. We're in the walled, concreted, but rather pleasant garden of the Swan Pub.
Not unpleasant, I wouldn't say.
It's not unpleasant, no. No, it's not unpleasant.
I've been in nicer beer gardens.
It's in the Swan Pub in Falmer Village. Of course, the Swan famously was opposed. When I say the Swan, it wasn't the pub itself, it was the landlord, was opposed to the stadium. He died, and his employees, I think it was a couple, who were Albion fans, inherited the pub around about the time that planning permission happened. And then, so we are now in a Brighton-friendly pub. Long since been Brighton friendly, all the way through the annex years. I've not been here for about 5 years, and it's a rather pleasant experience. Seeing some old friends I don't normally see on match days, including Lockie and Mrs. Lockie. I give them a shout out. They might get on the airwaves in a moment. Dover, for anyone that knows him, Graham and Karen, and various others besides. So it's great here. We're having a great time, aren't we, John?
Splendid.
We've had a few beers. You're ordering them by the 2 pints worth, aren't you?
Yeah, well, the queue at the bar is so horrific that it'd be stupid not to, really, wouldn't it? Talking of which, it's probably time to go back for another one, isn't it?
It probably is. We are...
Yes,
and I need to get around it, actually, so this is going to be damaged invitation now. I'm not going to ask people what they want. On that note, we shall sign out for part one of this match day special.
Arrivederci.
Arrivederci. Ooh, Luigi.
America.
Ooh, Luigi. I'd say we've arrived at the Amex. All those stairs, it's killing me, Duncan. It's killing me. But we've made it, and we're in the queue for, well, surprise, surprise, beers and pies as well.
Yeah, well, maybe the climb up the stairs is a metaphor for the rise of the Albion. We haven't planned this.
We didn't plan to come up the
stairs. It's been a struggle. We're panting and we're sweating.
I'm sweating.
But the prize of European pints and pies is just within grasp.
Is it enticing?
It is enticing. It is enticing. It's all in our hands today. There's a lot of naysayers and negative.
Well, the pies will be all in our hands in a minute.
Well, let's hope so. But yeah, look, 3 points done. Thank you. Very good.
What a great set of results so far this weekend.
It's been lovely. Yeah, we followed Brentford. Biggest Brentford fan yesterday.
Can I just say that Liverpool?
It smells like we in beer.
Yeah, but yeah, it was Liverpool was. Yeah, Carl, they took their time about it, didn't they? But it still doesn't matter. As long as it was a draw, that was fine.
Yeah,
so we got massive 14-point goal difference on Villa.
They had a perfectly good goal disallowed, didn't they?
Yeah.
There was a player deliberately played the ball as a defender. That should not have been offside. Would they have scored the other goal anyway? Maybe not. Maybe that would have been the equaliser instead of Firmino. Who knows?
Yeah.
But can we just add that to my list of moans about referees?
Oh, but Villa missed the penalty as well.
That was great.
It was really funny. Really funny.
Except I had an accumulator on goal scorers. I had Oddie bloody Watkins, didn't I?
I don't feel any sympathy for you whatsoever.
Anyway, this
make
is just...
Make choices.
This has got to be one of the... If we do this, this is going to be one of the greatest games in our history.
One of. Hereford is top, surely.
Absolutely.
And then maybe the FA Cup final, because that was the earlier chance to get to Europe for the first time.
Oh, sorry,
to get our first European trophy, which this won't achieve today.
Yeah.
I would give it third choice filling, myself. What about you?
Yeah, I'd probably have to agree with that, but it's still ultimately one of these iconic games, and just so glad to be here. I know there's lots of people that can't be here, so we're just one of the lucky ones, aren't we?
We're just here to spread the love, and you can hear the match day atmosphere in the ground through us.
Alan, thinking of you. Alan. Here, Alan. All I can say is,
Alan, you're in an airport. What are you doing at an airport, Alan?
Yeah, you can have some jelly belly. I do feel a little bit for you, because this should be one of the greatest moments in our history.
Shout out to Tim Palmer of the Noisy Boys.
Regular listener.
Yeah.
Swiss resident.
Bobby with us.
Brighton boy through and through.
Absolutely.
I love a bit of Tim. And his pig assos as well. We need to mention, he's been doing loads of AI art involving pigs. Yeah. For reasons we won't explain. But anyway, on that matter, we'll break for now.
Oh, it's going well, isn't
it? Half time, 2-0. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling very good.
All good. Excellent. It could have been 4-0, couldn't it?
It could have been, yeah.
I'm taking 2-0. I'm taking it. They're not going to come back from that, are they?
No.
They've got no motivation to come back from 2-0 down with their relegated already.
Yeah. Our guys are on fire. Yeah.
We're on fire. They're on the beach. Game on.
Matchable,
yes. He's not had a...
He scored that first goal. It just went up to the keeper.
That was shit.
Yeah.
Concession from their point of view, wasn't it?
Yeah, but I think it was excellently struck by Ferguson. It was a real blaster. What do they call it? A thunder bastard.
It's a thunder underbuster.
it hit so strongly it went straight under the keeper. Maybe the keeper couldn't do matter, but it was really difficult. Straight under it, had to come down really quickly. Oh,
we need a new song for Evan Ferguson, in my opinion.
Yeah.
What we got so far, it's not that great, is it? It's okay.
Evan
Ferguson. We need something better than that. We need something that paints the picture, the narrative of this folklore character. This young lad has come in, taking the ball by the horns.
Something in garlic, yeah?
Probably, yes. Something Irish, of course. Irish. What are we going with?
Irish Rover.
As I go, remind me.
The Irish Rover!
Charlie! Not too bad. I've had worse days. How's the Irish Rover going? Okay, we could do something with that. Anyone listening?
And the poor old dog was found.
He's the aerial on goal, and he's
got us into Europe.
And his name is Evan Ferguson.
The Irish
seagull.
For the Irish seagull. La 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 la.
Okay, that's a work in progress, Mo. Mo, it's great, though, isn't it? It's great. Are you pleased with the performance?
So pleased, to be honest. Yeah, going to Europe next year.
Yeah, oh, it's been fantastic, isn't it?
When does Europe start?
We look so comfortable we're in control here.
Yeah, we're good.
One chance they had, though, could be a different story.
Almost, yeah, in the beginning, yeah.
Was it Walcott? Someone popped that well away. If they'd scored that, maybe it gets interesting.
Yeah.
But now, here we are, 2-0 up half time. Could be more.
It's all done now, yeah?
I could feel a party coming on, don't you?
Yeah. Done and dusted.
Leeds are falling apart again. Leeds are falling apart again. 2-1 down. Paul, we're here, right near the final whistle, 3-1 up on Southampton. We've qualified for Europe, we've probably qualified for the Europa League, barring freaky goal differences. Paul Novis, my old mate from school, and for the Goldstone days.
North Stand.
And for the North Stand. Welcome to the podcast. How are you enjoying this season?
Unbelievable, mate, unbelievable. I never thought we'd see this, ever. So, yeah, being a bit panicky today, but...
especially when it went to 2-2.
Oh my God, yeah. Yeah. Hang on a minute. Hang on.
We might have a goal to celebrate. Here we go.
One.
Danny on marks. It's
lucky. No, brilliant. What a season. Didn't think it'd get any better than this, mate.
Exactly. I've known what? You... Ooh. I've known you for what, 40 years?
40-odd years, yeah.
And you've been up here in the last few years in the West Upper... Albion fan lifelong.
Yeah.
From when? What? Early 80s?
Early 80s, first game. Yeah. No, I'm just chuffed, mate. Unbelievable.
We've experienced Richard Tiltman.
Mark Barrington.
Mark Barrington. The Barry Lloyd era.
Barry Lloyd era. And before, Chris Catlin, who was a good manager, actually.
Those were the salad days. We now have to endure all this shit.
Yeah. Sack the board days.
It's great, isn't it? Fantastic.
Brilliant. Final whistle.
It's been a pleasure sitting around near you, chatting and bantering with you.
And moaning.
And moaning. Baby moaning. And here we go. Can it be a fourth? Oh, no. Poor ball then. And we are in I think it's the third or fourth minute of seven, isn't it?
7 minutes injury time. I think we're 5 into it now. 5 or 6.
Yeah, 5 minutes in. We'll stick with it just for the last minute or two as the North Stand give a rousing reception.
We'll get Big Dave on top bin.
Big Dave, pop it. We'll get him on in a minute.
We'll get him on.
We've got Van Hecker, one of the subs, passing out. Caicedo's been outstanding again, hasn't he? Superb. Ferguson.
I think Espinunan's been as good as anybody this season, though, mate.
He's been brilliant.
So,
talk about Dynamo as
every
well.
Week.
Jesus.
Yeah. And first, we weren't sure. He was a bit shaky, didn't we?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
He's just got better and better.
Ferguson, 2 goals today. He's come off as a sub. 2 goals, though.
Yeah.
He's up to 6 goals for the Premier League. Something
here
like
we
that.
Go.
Kevin, would you care to join in as well? Any words? Are you full of tears and emotion? As we come into the last minute,
I'm all welled up, Russell. All welled up.
Fantastic.
40 years, back of the day, some old timers on at half time there for the FA Cup squad. Was there 40 years ago, and now 40 years on, heading into Europe or Wales or Scotland or wherever. But yeah, it's well deserved.
It's confirmed. We're in Europe, and we're probably, almost certainly, in the Europa League as well. Fucking amazing, wasn't it, Kevin? 3-1 win on the day. Evan Ferguson with 2 goals, Pascal Gross with the other. Who've both been brilliant this season. It's not
pretty
even.
Wriggling in my seat halfway through the second half there.
Yeah.
I love VAR. I think it's one of the.
Yeah, I've always been a fan.
Yeah. I've said it at Crystal Palace.
So did Palace fans.
They did what they had to do. Wasn't quite as easy as maybe it should have been, but there we go. It's done now. It's done now.
Matt, I've got to get you in as well. Matt of Matt and Sony fame. Sony, if you're listening, yes, I've collared your husband. For a quick word, post-match, 3-1 win on the day. 6th place, effectively guaranteed.
What a feeling. My God, what a season. I can't even describe how I'm feeling right now. This is. I'm almost overcome by emotion. Yeah, I feel like this.
I don't know whether to laugh or cry. I'm feeling weekend promotion day vibes.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, everyone's still here. This is usually empty at this time. Everyone is still here.
Even the East Stand.
Amazing.
This is it. John, we've done it. Here we go, wow. For the pod.
Fucking yes. Get the fuck in.
40 odd years of support. We're in Europe.
It's gotta be.
The first time.
Hell. Wow. Come on.
Another win.
Fucking bring it.
Chris. We're there, Chris.
Fucking brilliant. We're done.
Knees lost. They're going down.
Oh yeah.
But we're going to Madrid town.
Fucking Europe. Barcelona here, January. Guaranteed.
Fucking hell, that's big. Do a quick bit for the podcast. Big Dave from Three Rows, Four Rows Back, whatever it is. You've been sitting here with me through these weeks and months.
I know.
And we had a better time than this.
This is it.
We
made it.
Pop it. Hey. Shiva, Shiva. She always do that.
Where's my hat?
Fucking yes! What a year!
Fucking year!
A couple of years ago we said fuck Europe. Well, we didn't, but Brexit did. Now we're saying fucking in Europe.
Fucking in Europe.
We're in Europe.
So good!
Sorry, what were you going to say?
We don't have to go to Villa and need anything on the last day. That's it. Done deal. We don't have to go to Villa.
You know what we're going to do now? Now we don't need anything. We're going to stop Villa.
We're
going to win next 2 games,
yes.
We're going to beat City as well.
Yes.
Fucking hell, you're drunk on the emotions, aren't you?
Absolutely, 100%. We are going to get 6 from the next 2. That's it. Done.
Here we go. Who's that in the white top of the blue hat? He's pumping it.
I can't see what you're looking at.
Just the other side of the penalty area. With the goalie. A slightly fat guy.
I wasn't going to say that, but yes.
He's fucking courting the limelight, I'll tell you that.
It's everyone's fighting. If you're on the pitch, I assume you deserve it in some way.
Yeah. Here comes the survey. He's walking past the north stand. Bit by bit. Same guy.
Yeah, there he is. He's there again, yeah.
White jacket guy is now hugging the survey.
If there's one man that does deserve it, it is deserving. The man's going to block him. But it's a good one.
Who these folks are around the block. Good very good. Oh! It's got a scarf from the crowd. Take City now, because we don't need to, we will.
Oh, no.
Think
yeah, that's exactly what's going to happen. If there was a game we were going to royally fuck up, we would have been tonight. Yeah. Which we attempted to do.
We attempted to.
But yeah, no, we're...
2-1 win, all right? Yeah. Finally, go, go. Who needs parts of when we've got the first place? We're here. Finally, go, go. Who needs parts of when we've got the first place? We're here. Finally, go, go. I fucking love Roberto De Zerbi. I fucking love him.
I'll be honest, I think this point is going to reduce my tears as much as anybody else. Just watching, as charismatic a man as he is, run around, he knows what this place is about, you feel that he knows it, and and that is almost reducing me to tears as much as anybody else. And that's what it should be about, you know?
This is so good. There's a big group hug, a group filming in front of the North Stand with Roberto and all of his backroom staff at the moment. That's fantastic.
Look at him now. And he's still giving the fist pump.
He's giving it the fist pump and the chest out to the crowd.
He's playing the crowd. It's wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. He's enjoying that. They're enjoying him and it's just great.
This is pure show business, isn't it, Rick?
It is. It's wonderful.
Right away. How we get the rattle, go! How we get the rattle, get! There is still. Fuck you, Arsenal. Oh, well, never mind.
I'm sure it's coming in the next
one. Minute,
yeah. There'll be many times down officially in the summer, yes. You've got to take commandments, you know.
Yeah. You don't want to be uncouth or disrespectful, do you?
Not just yet, you know. You don't put a lease on what they're going to offer until you tell them where to go, you know. So.
Kill, not all. Jason Steele. Jason. Well, still loads of people on the pitch. They're gradually sidling out. I think we will be in a moment as well. I don't know why, I've just got this hankering for, what's that stuff, there's a bee in the ear.
Beverage, no,
I don't know,
mate.
Can't ring a bell, no.
So just have a pint instead.
Oh, we could do that. This is nice. This is nice. This is Europe. Congratulations, you've made fun of you, the energy, everything, the blood waves of the guys. Enjoy this. Enjoy every moment. What a season. It's a Andrew Cross.
Go, Cross!
He's doing the dance! He's doing the dance! From the dressing rooms. From the dressing rooms to the pitch.
Lovely job.
Humiliation knows no bounds. No, he's quite good. He's not bad, is he? Almost as good as me as a dancer.
Actually, I've not seen you dance. You have to bust out some moves, man.
Nobody has, and I live to tell the tale. Yes. Kevin, it's been a pleasure all season.
See you Thursday, mate.
See you Wednesday. Wednesday. Yeah. Don't come Thursday. See you later, buddy. Palace, ever seen Palace, ever seen Palace in my life. Have you
fun?
That is the best song of the night.
Yes.
Shall we do it again?
Have you ever seen Palace in the land? Have you ever seen Palace in the land? Have you ever seen Palace?
Andy Bravery, we qualified for Europe for the first time in our history. How do you feel?
For once in my life, I find it really hard to put into words because it's something I never ever thought we'd say. I never thought we'd say it. Got quite emotional at the end of the game, to be honest. I'm not one for that really. I just can't really believe it.
I saw you smirking when they were singing the Palace Ever Been to Milan song.
Well, funny
you
enough,
were smirking, weren't you?
Funny enough, I'm going to be sending out on the WhatsApp later to my friend in Croydon.
Have you ever seen Palace in Milan? Have you ever seen Palace in Milan? Have you ever seen Palace? Ever seen Palace? Ever seen Palace in Milan? Have you ever seen Palace in Milan? Have you ever seen Palace? Ever seen Palace? Ever seen Palace in Milan?
What's that?
It's a fantastic seagull race. And it's been brilliant, hasn't it?
It really has. It's been a fantastic season.
The season just goes on and on.
It started well, then it looked like it was going to be a real nightmare, and now look at it now.
Yeah.
Look at it now, thanks to, like, Roberto the God.
Fantastic.
We're in it.
On that note, we'll bid you farewell.
Give us a bang!
go to Milan!
Brighton!
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 I'm sure you missed a letter out there.
We're all going on the European tour! A European tour! A European tour! We're all going on the European tour! A European tour! A European tour!
And from there, matters deteriorated in the intoxication stakes. So, no further audio, and unfortunately, I'm actually secretly rather gutted that I missed the Eagle and the Seagull play. Other matters took shape and took hold, and we had a great old time. What a party. So, the Albion are in Europe. Barring ridiculous maths, we're already in the Europa League. We're finishing sixth, everybody, and what a season it's been. Thank you to everybody that's contributed to that episode. Quite a few, actually, including a few debuts. Good to hear. And we move on. It's Manchester City next. I reckon we've got a better chance of getting a result now that we don't need one, and Man City don't need one as well. They're very professional. They want to win every game. Pep has a hunger like no other, except for maybe Roberto. But he'll want to win it regardless. But can we get a result? I'm going to go for 1-1. I've been getting results wrong all season. I'm not going to stop now. So I'm going for 1-1. And we'll see how it transpires. Two more matches to go in this epic season. Two more matches to go in this epic run-in to the season as well. And we'll see how it pans out. I'm going to go for 1-1 in the City game. And I think Villa, we'll wait and see. But I reckon that might be a 1-1 as well. Anyway, thank you everybody as always. And stand or fall. Up the Albion. Oh, and we're going to Europe. We're going on a European tour, ladies and gentlemen. Sports Social Podcast Network.